Good morning and welcome to Miguel Delibes Radio.
We're students from SECO SOA, and today we're bringing you the most exciting news from this second term, from a storm to ski trips and even some book recommendations.
Stay tuned, because we have reporters live in the studio.
Books we love.
Now let's relax and talk about books. We have two book critics with us today.
First, recommendations.
Manual for Exiled Witches. It's a romantic fantasy story.
What is it about?
It's about a witch who resurrects her great aunt and is exiled from her magical sisterhood.
Drama ready.
Yes, but it's also sweet and emotional. She discovers herself and even finds love.
Would you recommend it for fantasy lovers?
Definitely. It's magical, but also very heartwarming.
Second recommendation?
Anatom in Rumble Falls. It's a romance story.
What's the plot?
A girl moves to her aunt's house and reconnects with her best friend and her old crush.
Let me guess, complicated feelings?
Very complicated. He now hates her.
Classic romance tension.
Exactly. It's perfect if you like emotional stories and second scenes.
And finally?
The Martian, a survival story about an astronaut stuck on Mars.
So, no romance, just science.
Science and suspense. You never know what will happen next.
Music, please.
Feel my feet above the ground. Hand of God, deliver me.
And now that the term has finished, it's time to look back through music.
Yes, let's find out the soundtrack of the term.
So, first question. Which song do you think represents the whole term? Wait, what song reminds you of the ski trip?
Finally, everyone's favorite, the Samsung. Which track sums up the stress and the late night prep? That's all for today. Storm, trips, books, and we had a blast.
Keep having fun, stay curious, and see you next term. Now, one of the highlights of the term. The ski trip.
Yes, 26 students went to Haka for 4 days in January.
How was the journey?
6 hours by bus. It was long but fun.
And when you arrived?
We rented ski equipment and went to the hotel. The rooms were really nice.
Be honest, did everyone know how to ski?
Not at all. Some students were beginners, others were more advanced.
We heard the weather wasn't perfect.
Yes, one day it rained and we had to return early because of bad weather. Our clothes were completely wet.
And what did you do in the afternoon?
We played games, danced, climbed a climbing wall, and even had a disco night with other schools.
Best moment of the trip?
Probably the disco on the screen on the blue slopes.
Worst moment?
Trying to dry clothes with a hair dryer that kept turning off.
This or that?
We've talked about stormy ski trips and books.
But now it's time to discover the real personalities behind the microphones.
Welcome to This or That.
The rules are simple. We give you two options. You have 3 seconds to choose. No long explanations, unless it's too interesting.
Ready? Let's go.
Sit at the front or sit at the back?
Sit at the back.
Depends, but sit at the front is better if you want to pay more attention.
A street teacher or funny teacher?
Funny teacher.
Funny teacher too.
Surprise test or oral presentation?
Oral presentation.
Yes, oral presentation.
Group work or individual work?
I would prefer to do individual work because sometimes group works can be stressing.
Group work.
Study with music or in complete silence?
With music.
Study in complete silence because I can focus while listening to music.
Forget your homework or forget your lunch?
Forget your lunch.
Forget my lunch.
Broken umbrella in a storm or broken pen in exam?
Broken pen in exam.
Yes, broken pen in an exam.
Fall in front of your class or say the wrong answer confidently?
Fall in front of your class.
Fall in front of your class too.
Lose your phone for a day or lose Wi-Fi for a week?
Lose my phone for a day.
Yes, lose my phone for a day.
Weather forecast in Onda de Libes.
Let's start with something dramatic, the weather. We've had some strong storms recently. What happened?
Yes, storms. Leonardo and Marta hit different parts of Spain. There was heavy rain, strong winds, and even flooding.
Was any place especially affected?
Yes, Grazalema in Cádiz had serious problems. Some people had to leave their homes because of floods and landslides.
Wow. Were school affected?
Yes, some schools cancelled class and transport like trains and buses were delayed.
And what about here? How have these rainy weeks affected students?
Honestly, it's been exhausting, with days and days of non-stop rain, and students were starting to feel overwhelmed. We couldn't go down to the playground during break time. Being stuck inside during recess made the days feel longer and more tiring. Classrooms were more crowded, noisier, and everyone felt a bit stressed.
So if you thought your week was bad, imagine being in the middle of a storm and without playground breaks.